My name is Annalisa Holder, and I studied abroad in Montpellier in the south of France in fall 2021. And I want to tell a story about the time I went to Spain. This is my first time out of the country, so I was a little nervous, and I went with just one friend. And even my host parents were a little nervous for me to go, and my host mom gave me a bunch of snacks, and she just kept like handing me more things. She's like, you need to take an apple, you need to have this whole thing of water, you don't want to get hungry. And so it was really sweet, but I was just really looking forward to seeing a new place, but of course was nervous because I don't speak Spanish. But I was going with one of my good friends that I met on the trip, so we were both so excited to go. And before the trip, we went to the train station in Montpellier to get tickets because our host parents suggested that they would know better, like how to get the tickets and like give us a good price and everything. And we actually were going to three different places in Spain. We went to Sevilla, Barcelona, and Madrid. And in order to get all the way from Montpellier, which is in the south of France, to Sevilla, which is in the south of Spain, we had to go on three different trains. So we first went from Montpellier to Barcelona, and then Barcelona to Madrid, and then Madrid to Sevilla. But we were looking at our tickets when we were on the train, on our, I think, second train. And so our last train was coming up, and we noticed that we only had like 4 minutes in between when the train arrived in Madrid to when the train left from Madrid to Barcelona. Not to Sevilla, and we were getting very concerned. So we asked someone while we were still in the train station, like, what should we do? This is only 4 minutes, like, layover. And they're like, don't worry, it'll be fine. But like, it was hard because we don't know Spanish and she didn't really know English that well. So we were kind of like struggling through the language barrier. She's like, don't worry, you'll have enough time. Like, other people are doing this too. When you get on the train, someone's gonna talk to you and help you. We're like, who's gonna help us? Like, how do they know? We don't know Spanish. Are you sure? She's like, yes, I'm sure. Just go, like, you'll be fine. So we're sitting on the train. It was like maybe an hour train ride. And we were just getting like really nervous. Like, our hearts were beating. We're like, we're gonna be having to stay in Madrid. We don't like know where to stay. We don't have an Airbnb. What are we gonna do? We're gonna miss our train. We're just getting very nervous. And like, honestly, we didn't know who to talk to. It just seemed like people didn't really know English very well. We tried to speak in French. They still didn't understand that. And so we were just like, it's okay. Like, it's fine. We'll just get an Airbnb. It'll work out. It'll be okay. So we were on the train, and we were going to arrive in like maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes. And we were just like sitting there like, okay, let's get our bags ready. And all of a sudden, this woman walks up to us. She's like, are you guys the ones who have the 4 minute layover? We're like, yeah, like, who are you? How do you know? And it was one of the workers on the train. She's like, yeah, I know you guys, like, you're gonna have not enough time. You're gonna have to run. We're like, yeah, we know. And she's like, okay, well, this is what you're gonna do. As soon as you hear like the little announcement saying that we're going to arrive, you're gonna wait at the door and have everything ready. Once you get off the train, you're gonna turn left, and you're gonna go all the way down to the end, and then you're gonna turn left again, and that's where your train's gonna be. And we're like, are you sure? Like, do you know? She's like, yes. And your gate is gonna be like 9E. That's like, that's where your train's gonna be. You'll be fine, you'll make it. Like, other people are doing it too. We're like, okay, we trust you, all right. And so we hear like the little announcement, we're waiting, we get up. As soon as the train stops, we just run like as fast as we can. And it's also winter time, so we're like, we're in our winter coats, we have our suitcases, we have like second bags, and we're just like running. We were doing exactly what she said to do, but I'm getting a little tired, and I stop because I see someone working there, and I'm like, I just wanted to make sure we're gonna go to the right train. So then I asked to stop, but then they didn't even speak English. And so they're like, huh, like, what are you saying? And I'm like, is this the right train? And they're like, yeah. And we're like, are you sure? Like, it was just so confusing. They didn't know really what I was saying, and I didn't know what they were saying. And I just like see my friend, she's at the right train, I believe, and she's like talking to the conductor, and she's like, my friend's coming, like, wait for her, don't leave. And they're like, we're not leaving, it's fine. And so we get on the train, and it's fine, we made it. You know, the directions that the woman said were correct. And we arrive in Sevilla safe and sound. It's after midnight, but we find our Airbnb and it works out. But it was just an interesting lesson to make sure you check your tickets like before you travel. Because we just assumed that the person at the train station would know and give us enough time to walk there, but clearly they didn't. But also, like, I guess miracles happen, because apparently the lady was right, someone was there to help talk to us, and we got there safely. But it was just definitely an exhilarating experience. But yeah, we had a great time in Spain and definitely learned to plan ahead.